You sound like a demon. I can't. It's like.
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Bear Insane Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and I am excited to get started. And also, my guest is just hanging out, waiting to be brought in. So without much further ado, I just want to announce that this week's book is a big chapter book. I haven't talked about a big chapter book in nary a week. And this week's book is The Bear Insane Bears and the School Scandal Sheet. I'm not sure what year it's from because I'm not going to look it up. I'm not sitting in front of it right now. But my guest is someone with an intimate knowledge of schools and scandals and sheets, intimate knowledge of what it's like to be a junior high school-aged person, just aching to get by in this mean old world and make her mark as a cub reporter, get her name in lights on the page, her own bio, I don't know. In any case, everybody, welcome back to the show for the billionth time running, the first guest ever on Deep in Bear Country, my daughter, Mitzi, my other daughter, my younger daughter. Hello, Mitzi.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing what, I mean, obviously I know how you're doing. I just realized I have up on the screen right now. You can't see it, but it's a picture of a bear cub jumping up in the air and pumping his fist and yelling yes. And you know what? That's the way I feel about having my child back on the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. For those of you who aren't familiar with how this all works, Mitzi is not in the room with me. She is in another room in the house because it's actually easier to pull this off when we're not sitting next to each other. That makes everything very difficult. I'm going to turn that off. So, Mitzi, this book, The Berenstain Bears and the School Scandal Sheet. Why are we doing this? What's going on? What's the big deal? Why are we? First of all, wait a minute. My big question for you. What's the publication date on this?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. It should say. There should be. You have. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up because you know what? I am nothing if not professional, if not organized, if not dedicated to the curiosity of my fans, of my listeners. So let's find out. Let's find out what the publication date is on this ding dong book.
It's in the back.
It is in the back. What does it say?
It won't let me look.
1994. This is the year that I graduated from high school and started college. So happy graduation day to me. You weren't born then. So
nope.
I had no idea I was ever going to have a child named Mitz. I have no idea I was ever going to have a child. I had no idea I was ever going to have a long-term girlfriend at this point. Wow. I would say that our bear cubs have had far more active social lives at this point than I ever had in high school. So congratulations to me. So this book, why are we covering this book? What happened? What brought you to the school scandal sheet?
Well, I had to find something to read and it was on my Kindle.
But you don't typically read books at this level. You're reading like classics and far more advanced literature than the Berenstain Bears big chapter books. What drew you to this particular Berenstain Bears book? What was it about this book?
Well, it looked more interesting than some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one that showed up.
But as you read it, you realized you had opinions.
Oh, that's what you're getting at.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have opinions about this book. This book set you off in a lot of ways, to the degree that your mom was like, you just need to do an episode on this so Mitzi can talk about this book. And I was like, I think you're right, because she keeps talking about this book. So let's get into the Berenstain Bears schools and the school scandal sheet. It's, again, a big chapter book. It's 30 years old at this point. 31 yeah. years old, but more relevant than ever, I would say. All right. So, Mitzi, what's this book about? Walk us through it.
Well, it's about the Cubs, and they get their assignments for their school activity. And oh boy, they get to be in journalism club, where they have to, like, do the school gazette. And they find out that the teacher, Miss Grismeyer, she's a real stickler. She does things a certain way. She's always done it that way. Mm-hmm. They are not happy about this, specifically Queenie. So Queenie gets the wonderful idea to start their own underground newspaper.
Okay.
And elects Brother Bear as editor-in-chief. Well, this underground newspaper, they decided to slip it into the Gazette. It's a mess. It has a lot of gossip in it and, like, stuff about teachers, specifically Queenie, the day before it gets printed or the day of its printing. She doesn't have a story, so she goes around town looking for a story, and she finds teacher Bob sitting with a teenager having dinner. Oh no, she takes a picture. It's in the sheet. It gets printed, and everyone's like, what? But it was his niece. Oh no. And then they all get found out, and they all, well, nothing happens, actually. They don't go to recess for a week. That's it. They have to work on the normal newspaper.
And that's it? That nothing else? There's no other story here?
Well, I mean, Brother talks about, like, truth and journalism. And their whole thing is, like, young bears should have the freedom of speech. Like, we have as many rights as the, like, adults do. Which is a nice in theory, but I feel like the main reason they're not allowed to print gossip pages in the school gazette, which was Queenie's main problem with it, is because you don't want to spread gossip in a school setting. That's not the goal. So they go off to try and prove them wrong. They're like, well, we should be able to do whatever we want in our newspaper. Except they, like, accuse a teacher of, like, dating a student, and they, like, they spread horrible rumors about, like, people, and they post horrible reports about teachers. So, I don't know.
So, okay, let's step back a little bit into the meat of this story, into the meat of this novel that we're discussing here. There's a lot of characters in this book. There's a lot of ins and outs about the creation of their gossip newspaper. They each want to, one of the big things is initially they each want to be able to supply their own type of column, their own, like, I think Ferdy wants to do, like, a science column. Sister wants to do a poetry corner.
Sister's not in it.
Who wants to do the poetry corner then?
Babs.
Babs wants to do the poetry corner. And doesn't Barry Bruin want to do something?
Barry Bruin wants to do something and ends up with Weekly Wisdom. Right. Queenie wants her gossip. Cousin Fred wants to do investigative reporting, and Brother Bear wants to do a full page on sports.
Right. They want to do a real newspaper. And so you have Miss Glitch, who...
Glitch?
What?
Oh, was I? Oh, okay.
Miss Glitch, the teacher.
Not Grismeyer.
Not Miss Grismeyer. No. Coach Grismeyer is the assistant principal, or... Oh. Yeah. You have Miss Glitch, who is a traditionalist. She just wants them to run a very simple student newspaper, as opposed to something fun.
Well, I don't know. I feel like she has some good points, though.
Yeah. So what is it that Miss Glitch, what are her points?
Well, she doesn't want Queenie to do gossip. She wants Ferdy to do something like our friend, the water molecule, is mm-hmm. his thing. Babs to do art page and poems, but, like, she gives Babs, like, the first line of the poem, and cuts Brother Bear's thing down to sports, which is the main thing. I like the sports page used to be a full one, and now it's like a half a page.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, though, because it's a middle school. You don't have that many sports.
Right. Like,
If you're a high school, you have all these varsity teams and you're going to state and like you have away games. It's a middle school, like two tall, one at four square. Okay.
I mean, they have a team. They do play sports. I don't know. You're right, though. There's not a whole lot. How often does this newspaper come out?
I don't know. Like, I think it's weekly.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not happy with Miss Glitch because they have ideas. And she's like, no. Like, you don't. Let's keep this simple. Let's keep this the way it's always been. And so they meet in secret to develop their own paper called The Cub Reporter. But how are they going to print their own paper?
Well, they get their good old friend Harry McGill, who is, I guess, the only bear in Bear Country who has a printer to print it for them.
Let's be fair. How many printers do we have?
Zero, but I have many friends who have printers.
Wow, you have friends who have printers?
I do.
Wow. See, but it's an expensive hobby. Having a printer, you have to pay for ink.
And I guess in 1994.
In 1994, we had printers. I guess, I don't know. Maybe, in my mind, people back in the 90s, more people had printers back in the 90s than have printers now. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Because it wasn't as easy to get, like, the things you wanted printed from point A to point B back then. There was no like real access to the internet or email for many people. In any case, this is boring. So Harry McGill, who is our friend who is in a wheelchair, he is our friend who uses a wheelchair. He's going to be the printer. And how does Queenie convince Harry to let them use this?
By lying to him.
What does she say?
She's like, oh, Miss Glitch, she was going to run a whole page or whatever on how, how computers are stupid or they're like just fancy robots or something. I don't know.
They turn cubs into empty-headed robots.
There you go.
You know, computers.
Oh, yeah, they're like glorified video games.
They're glorified video games. Nothing good has ever come of a computer. So, which I think is pretty, Harry's pretty easily swayed by that. So the Cubs are basically working on two newspapers at once now.
Yes.
Like their fake newspaper and then their actual newspaper.
Yeah.
So this is where what happens in the woods?
A lot of things happen in the woods. But the main thing that they do is they place a box in the woods and they advertise for this box as like a place for the bears to give their true thoughts on the teachers at the school.
Yeah. And does it work?
Yeah, really well.
Even come rain or sleet or dead of night, people really want to share their thoughts on their teachers.
Yeah.
And so they're working on both newspapers. Queenie gets the teacher evaluations. There's a lot of them. And they realize that a lot of the teacher evaluations aren't exactly fair.
Some were good, some were bad, and some were downright something or other. Horrible? Some were downright horrible or dirty or something.
Dirty. Some were downright dirty. A few of them were good. Mr. McNabb is a good teacher because he lets you discuss instead of just telling you stuff. I like Mr. Carr because he doesn't give us homework over the weekend. I like Ms. Marple because she's pretty and wears cool clothes. A few of them were bad. Miss Glitch pretends she is nice, but she's really kind of mean. All Cubs at Bear Country School should chip in and get Mr. Grismeyer a brain transplant. And most of them were downright ugly. Roses are red, violets are blue. Dear Miss Glitch, I hate you.
Seems like the brain transplant one's kind of meaner than that. But okay.
Right. This guy's a complete idiot. But this is where, so Queenie's like, well, we've got a lot of like really crappy things people have said about teachers. But she needs a scoop. She needs a big scoop. So you had hinted at this earlier, but what's her big scoop?
She's spying on people in restaurants and sees a guy or, well, teacher Bob chatting with a girl at dinner.
And she's like, it says, teacher Bob was not with Mrs. Bob. He was with a teenager, and a beautiful teenager at that. And they're smiling at each other. And it says they seem to know each other very well.
Yeah. So she's like, I know what to do. And so she takes a photo, which teacher Bob's like, there's a flash outside.
Yeah.
And the woman's like, I ignore it. So she goes and she runs off to Harry. I love Harry. He's so great. She runs off to Harry and like is like, print this story. Even though brother had been like, everyone needs to run their stories by me before they get printed.
She was right.
Like, aye, aye. Even though she's the one who put him as editor in chief in the first place.
Yeah.
But so she sends this story to Harry, like right before it gets like right before the whole thing gets printed. And yeah, so,
a real stop the presses moment. I've got a huge scoop.
Yeah.
So our intrepid cub reporters, Nat Newsound, Selma Scoop, Teddy Test Tube, Marilyn Muse, Home Run Homer, and I Am Right. Those are the pen names, by the way, for Cousin Fred, Queenie, Ferdy, Babs, Barry, and Brother Bear. Their newspaper comes out. And how do they disseminate it amongst the readership?
Well, they break into the school. And they slip it inside the normal school gazette.
Yep. They just shove it in there. They sneak it in. I think to me, that's the worst thing they do, is because they implicate the school. Like if they had just handed this out as like when I was in high school, that some of the kids tried to do an underground newspaper. That was basically like this, except more political. And it didn't last very long. They got in trouble for it because they were handing it out at school. But they didn't try to pretend it was officially part of school, like the school documentation. Yeah. It was their own thing. And I like, by slipping it between the pages of the Gazette, they're insinuating, implying that this is that this has the blessing of the school staff to be printed. And how do the teachers feel when this garbage comes out?
Oh, they hate it. So much so that, like, Miss Glitch just leaves. Like, she just leaves. I don't know what she does during the day, but apparently she can just leave. And one other teacher is like, I can't work. Maybe it was teacher Bob. I feel like he left or something.
Well, of course he would leave. Okay, so...
That makes sense.
A teacher has been accused of being in a romantic relationship with a child, which I don't think I need to tell you is against the rules, against the law. Like you could get in a heck of a lot of trouble for this. Just suggesting it can get a teacher in a lot of trouble. And would it surprise you to know that this isn't the only Berenstain Bears chapter book where that is a plot point?
Huh.
Because there's a book where the new art teacher, I think it's one of the new teachers shows up, and is it Queenie? I can't remember which cub it is. One of the girls gets a crush on him and tricks him into going out on a date with her. And it's really ugly. Like, it's not a good thing. So So they print in a student paper that a teacher is seen, but they don't say teacher Bob. They say a teacher whose name begins with B and ends with B.
Yeah. Some journalistic integrity right there.
Yeah.
Real nice.
And of course, brother knows it. Brother is furious.
Yeah.
And because who is the young woman with teacher Bob?
It's his niece.
His niece from out of town. Now, I don't know what his niece from out of town is doing in Beartown during the school week.
Not she having relations with her uncle. Well, I can tell you that. Okay.
I don't need you ever to use the phrase having relations with her uncle ever again. Okay. It's frightening. Teacher Bob, though, Mr. Honeycomb, everyone's furious about this. Totally furious. But who gets blamed for it?
Well, they're like, in the beginning, they're like, it's probably too tall. But then they're like, he's too stupid. Like, literally.
Too tall?
Yes.
I can barely get them to read.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah, you're right. They treat Too Tall like some sort of numbskull.
Well, Too Tall himself, later on, he's like, they can't pin this rap on me. Me and the gang have the perfect alibi. We're too stupid to put together a newspaper. So, okay.
I mean, I guess that's true. The fact that they're like, let's see, Too Tall's a bully who gets in trouble. Clearly, he's the one who put together this underground newspaper. So clearly it's not Too Tall, but Too Tall gets mad at Brother because he started taking some of the heat for it.
Well, no, he gets mad at Brother because he doesn't want his best friend Harry to get in trouble.
Oh, you're right.
Which is why I love it so much, because I was just reading The Outsiders and it's really like Dally and Johnny, and I really like that.
So wait. How is the Berenstain Bears and the school scandal sheet? Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mitzi wrote a, according to her teachers, college level paper contrasting the Telltale Heart with Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
It was comparing. It was telling you the similarities
between these two very different concepts. And she pulled it off with aplomb, totally impressed, blew away her teachers. So I am curious, how did the school scandal sheet and S.E. Henton's classic coming of age novel, The Outsiders, where do they cross over? Where's their Venn diagram?
Well, I think it's specifically with Johnny and Dally and Harry and Too Tall, because you have the, like, Johnny or Dally is all, like, hot-headed. He's ready to go. He has no cares. He has all this energy and he needs to get it out. And you see that, like, mirrored a lot in Too Tall. He's, like, he's the school bully. That's his thing. But Dally with Johnny is very, like, protective of him, and when Johnny like snaps at him, he takes that very seriously. And I feel like Too Tall has the same protectiveness over Harry as Dally does over Johnny. I think it's really nice.
I think it's incredible. I think the Berenstains were onto something here. If in the world of the Outsiders, which cub is like which outsider? Who's Brother Bear? Is he your pony boy?
I mean, I guess in a way. Mm-hmm. He's very, like, he's a dreamer, and he knows what he wants, but he doesn't really know how to get there.
Yeah.
He doesn't go through as much loss or violence.
Not yet. Who's Cherry in this situation?
Cherry? Oh, I don't know. I was disappointed that there wasn't as much Cherry as I thought there was going to be in The Outsiders.
I think they beef up her role in the musical.
Oh, well, that's so helpful.
In case you... We can convince the people who wrote The Outsiders musical to finally write a solid Berenstain Bears musical. With these characters! I always thought that a Berenstain Bears stage show shouldn't be about the core family. It should really be about the Cubs. Like, it should be based on the chapter books. It should be weird and dramatic like the chapter books are. In any case. So the Too Tall is furious because Harry McGill might get in trouble for all of this. But then what happens?
Well, then the Cubs get called into the principal's office. And the principal's like, guys, we know you did it. Just tell us who was who did what column, and like why you did it. So they all, you know, admit to being like Brother's like, that's me. I am right as me. And like, you know, whatever. I don't know who the rest are. But they, and he's like, he stands up for them and he's like, hey, I'm editor in chief. I should, you know, take the brunt of this. And they're like, so why'd you do it though? And he talks about truth in journalism, which is what he ended up doing his like column on in the underground newspaper. And they're like, wow, that's a great sentiment. Like, we should probably take this to heart. Yeah.
So then they get out
and then brother, it's like, oh, that Harry, he squealed. And then his mom's like, that was me. He's like, no. And so he runs away and he runs into the woods. Mm-hmm. And Harry, the kind, caring person he is, follows him but gets stuck because, you know, he's in a wheelchair and the woods are not wheelchair friendly. And so he's like, wait, stop. And brother's like, what? He's like, I forgive you for almost getting me in trouble. I don't know, something stupid like that. Or something really nice like that. And then, so Brother Bear, you know, goes back and he's like, you were right, Mama. And so then the next day they go to school, they get their punishment. No one's expelled, which I feel like they could have been. No one's suspended, which they totally should have been. The only thing that happens is they are they're banned from recess for a week, I think. And they have to work on the school gazette in that recess period. And then Miss Glitch is like, you were right. I'm so sorry. I was being too strict and you guys should get what you want. So I don't know. No.
So you're furious because they didn't get in trouble for doing something this horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm coming from the position where, to me, the lesson of the book is, yes, the Cubs were not being allowed to do actual journalism. The source of journalism that they rely on is letting them down. And so they start an underground newspaper, which is kind of what mainstream journalism has turned into in modern today. Our major sources of news are all bought and paid for by corporations and billionaires who don't have our best interest at heart. Therefore, we have to rely on smaller independent news sources just to figure out what's going on. And what this book is saying is that still requires a level. What I'm saying is the book is making a point about journalistic integrity that I agree with, but I also agree with you in that it kind of undercuts itself, because if you violate that journalistic integrity, you really should have to pay.
Yeah.
Do they end up keeping the thing at the end, or their own paper, or do they just go back to the...
I think they scrap it.
Okay, which is probably for the best.
Yeah.
You can't trust children. You can't trust them.
Well, no, because that's what they prove. They're like, we're not trusting you with a gossip column. Right. And they're like, okay, so I'll like accuse a teacher of being like whatever and gross.
Yeah. They shouldn't trust the kids with a gossip column. That's weird. And you're right. Gross. For those of you who don't know, my mic kept cutting out the entire time Mitzi and I were trying to record. And so I'm now squatting next to her.
Yes.
In her bedroom. I have no idea why my mic keeps cutting out.
I still blame this computer.
I don't think it's your computer's fault. I don't know what's going on. I think it's ghosts. We're haunted. I'm not sure. So let me know your final thoughts on the Berenstain Bears school scandal sheet, please.
It kept me entertained.
Uh-huh.
The lesson I learned was you should break the rules to get what you want, because mm-hmm. you won't get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
And you'll get what you want anyways.
Now, I want to point out that Mitzi took actual notes on this book, like a real person, like an actual, put in more work into this than I've put into anything in my life. So that's a sign of a good guest.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'm going out on the record and saying that that's a sign of a really good guest. Do you know who my previous guest was when I covered this book before?
Oh, why, yes, I do.
Who was it?
It was Willow.
It was Willow, Mitzi's older sister, and it was 8 years ago when you were 8, 9, 10, 6, I guess. Yeah, when you were 6 years old, and Willow was 15? I think 15. So
then 9.
No. 6.
She's 9 and a half years older than me.
Yeah.
Oh.
We do the math. But so roughly your age.
Yes.
So, because I don't know, I remember it being like, you have knowledge of this kind of world. Do you think your junior high school class, your eighth grade class, would do well with a school scandal sheet?
I think, well, our teachers and our admin has asked us to do one before, mm-hmm. and we haven't because we're lazy and it's a lot of work.
I
think yes, because we wouldn't take the time and energy to like get horrible news.
Right.
We just do whatever.
If we want horrible news, we just wait until the weekly update from the school.
Yes.
To find out what terrible thing is happening at the school that week. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, Mitzi, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, I thank you for having me on.
You can still get this book, by the way. You can get it digitally. It's available digitally.
Yes.
So go ahead. I love the illustrations. I love the way the Cubs look. There's a little sneak peek of Phenom in the Family in the back, which I believe you were on the episode for Phenom in the Family.
I do not remember that.
It was a few years ago. Yeah. You were on that episode.
Was that the swimming one?
It was the swimming one, yes. And so if you get this book, you get the first few chapters of that. And what's funny is the illustrations in Phenom and the Family are like markedly different from the illustrations in this one. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what's going on, but not going to solve that mystery today. So, Mitzi, thank you so much for being on my show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Phil.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you all for being a part of this big, stupid thing that I do called the Demon Bear Country Bear and Saint Bearcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching this on YouTube. If you're watching, this is a very strange episode. I'm all like in the dark of the ring light with fairy lights behind me for the first time ever. Let me know if you want to hear more of these books that I've already covered, going back and taking a look at them. I just think this book really struck me because I was like, God, there's just no one we can turn to. Like, it's like basically like mainstream media. Like, and I hate to be the mainstream media, but our available large media conglomerates are essentially our school scandal sheets now. Like, just it's mostly gossip and wrong information. So make sure you vet where you're getting your information from. Don't listen to Cubs. Certainly don't listen to children.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Can't do that.
That's bad news bears. And I'll see you all next time deep in bear country. Hey, she said it along with me. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for, I mean, I don't, you didn't put up with, because I'm going to cut out all the stuff my mic cut out, so.
You can leave it in.
I've got so much editing to do because of this stupid episode. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Mwah. Endless Zoom call, I guess.
It's still recording until I turn it off, though. We could have a paranormal activities thing. What if you see some ghosts on it? I used to really want to, just to see how much I moved.